Well, Seattle is one step closer to replacing the Alaskan Way Viaduct with an underground tunnel. After nearly 4 years, the tunnel boring machine known as Bertha is done digging. KUOW's Kate Walters was there when Bertha finally broke through.
That is the sound of one of the biggest tunnel boring machines on Earth finally crossing the finish line. The huge round cutter head looks like something out of a space movie as it grinds through the final barrier to daylight. After a nearly 2-mile dig under Seattle and more than 2 years of delays, Bertha is finally done. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says this is a momentous occasion and, despite the road bumps, he has no regrets.
When there were problems on this job, we were insistent that the contractor finish this job and fulfill its obligation to the people of the state of Washington. And today, when you see this tunnel boring, the only thing stronger I think I've seen is King Kong, and now we got ourselves a tunnel. So I'm glad we kept going.
The tunneling project has been a mammoth undertaking, and officials say its completion marks a key milestone in the effort to provide fast and reliable trips along State Route 99, for cars and for freight. They say the route supports the movement of more than $30 billion in cargo each year. King County Executive Dow Constantine says the completion of Bertha's dig is a defining moment for the region, on par with the founding of the University of Washington and the building of the Space Needle.
Those were moments that helped define what this region is and what we will become. And just as we completed this remarkable work of engineering today, we are going to continue to build because entropy is not a friend.
Bertha's job may be done, but it wasn't all smooth sailing. The tunneling machine overheated in late 2013, causing massive delays. The tunneling project could also come in as much as $149 million over budget. There's an ongoing court battle over who will pay for the cost overruns, but Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says it won't be the city.
We don't ask any city or county in this state to pay for a state project. If we begin asking one city to pay for it, all cities will pay for it. I don't think the legislature wants to go there.
As well as cost overruns, critics have questioned the decision to sink millions into a new highway in an era where climate change is such a big issue. But to tunnel contractor Chris Dixon, this milestone is historic and has implications beyond Seattle. He says the fact that one of the biggest machines in the world could cut through tough soil conditions under a major city opens the door for other projects like this.
I think with what we've proven here, it's going to create opportunities going forward for other large diameter tunnel projects that were never attempted in the past until we attempted it on this project.
Just a few blocks away from Bertha's final resting place, Wendell Wilson isn't thinking about more projects. He's surprised this one was finished at all.
No, I thought it was going to be at least another, one more breakdown and another year is what I was thinking.
Wilson drives State Route 99 every now and then, and even though he wasn't expecting it, he's glad Bertha's done and the new route is moving forward. Still, it'll be a while before Wilson or anyone else gets to drive through the new tunnel. Crews still have to complete the double-decker highway within and install electric, plumbing and safety systems. The old viaduct also has to be demolished, and a toll rate still needs to be set. That's right, there will be tolls. All in all, the state estimates the tunnel will open to traffic in 2019. As for Bertha, the machine will be disassembled over the next 4 to 5 months. Its job is finally done. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.